It's 7 after the hour on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program, 4/30/13, May Day, tomorrow, May Day, May Day. Jennifer Horn is here, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler monitoring our social media, and the items of interest here before us. There are many, a myriad, if you will, of ideas as usual. A day, as there's never a day, there isn't a lot of interesting colloquial conversation that we have about what's in the news. Some people think these are important stories. You know, we have the important stuff, and then we have some of the things that are not so important, but make for great conversation. Last week, Jennifer got us into a conversation about the government buying a lot of ammo, and there's been, I think we were the first ones actually on the air.
I think we were. 1,000 rounds per person, by the way.
Yeah, right. So we're going to have an excerpt from a talk radio program acknowledging that. But first, with the continuing focus here, I'm in Boston, as most of you know. And so the local newspapers here, local television, local radio, are still all over this. And they're trying to pick at various pieces of the story to see if they can't get some more out of it in terms of the mother, the father, the brothers, the wife, the blowing, you know, the building, the action and a subsequent reaction to what's going on. The stories that have been told about those victims of the bombing, that stuff's pretty much over. So now every day they feel like they have to. And I think they've come upon something that's pretty interesting. You judge, and if you want to feel your way through this, 888-302-3684, what are you about to say?
Our local news station is still doing This Is the Latest. Yeah. On the Boston bombing case. Yeah.
There's no latest.
They bring us something new every day, but it's still, I find it interesting that, 2 weeks into this thing?
Right.
They're still doing hourly half-hourly updates on what we know new.
Well, but because that's the way the news media is, Richie.
Yeah.
You know, whether the news media is whether you're...
At some point, it's got to fade away to where it becomes not hourly.
They create this news, though.
Over
the weekend, I saw them say he's in a small steel cell. Okay, he's in prison. Yeah. Is that breaking news? That's what they do when you're in prison.
Yeah.
Steel door.
There's the continuing... Sean Hannity said yesterday the government screwed up the investigation of the suspect. And part of that comes from the realization that the Russians gave the American, either CIA or FBI, a lot of information about this so-called cell.
The Russians are all over these
in guys. Say that we botched it, blow, whatever. It's neither here nor there at the moment. What I want to know, and this is sort of my own picking apart, there is a lot of people talking, there are, excuse me, plural, a lot of people talking about radical jihadists. And whether or not this fellow was a radical jihadist, had he been radicalized by some of these people in the part of Russia where there is a strong white Muslim contingent there. Most of us think of the jihadists as being black or dark-skinned Middle Easterners. So it isn't often that you have, at least up until now, confronted the reality that there are more white people who are Muslim than there are dark-skinned people who are Muslim. Did you know that? And with that comes the inference, suggestion, assumption, if you will, that we are not paying attention to the white jihadists because they are white and because we are prejudiced. We're looking at these people, all the dark-skinned Middle Easterners. And I've said this, by the way, on the air myself. When you do profiling at the airport, you're looking for dark-skinned, big-nosed guys from the age of 20 to 40. And that's not the case anymore. And these guys prove it. But will we give them more, and this is really the crux of the interesting part of this, we give the white Muslims more rope, more room. We don't follow them as much as we would black Muslims because of the color of their skin. That doesn't mean that because they're white, they're any less radical, as is proven by this. Is there an organization of white Islamist jihadists around that are to be worried about, like the guys that took down the World Trade Center? I guess it depends on who you're listening to. We need to perhaps be better educated about all of this stuff. There's also a pocket in this discussion about these kids that came here and they took our money. They educated themselves on the public dole, if you will, public assistance. There was a lot of that. I guess, were they both getting food stamps?
They're both on welfare, yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And the parents were at some point, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's this, most Americans don't see this.
Hey, quickly?
Yeah.
I read an article the other day about a video that was released by some jihadist leader telling his followers to go get assistance, welfare, and unemployment and everything.
Yeah.
Of course. If you're going to break the system, you might as well get us to pay for it, sure. Yeah.
Well, and to use that medical money care to then attack us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, I don't know. I find it interesting. I do not find it amusing, but I find it compelling to think about us not thinking jihadists were like us. And again, I suppose the changing face of America, there's certainly more black people, Hispanics, Asians who are here. And is it silly to think that all the people who would not like what we are about or what we are doing are black and from the Middle East?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a changing face. I mean, I think I've mentioned this to you guys before. You know, I was listening to a news story where they said these guys would have never made it even to the crowd in Israel because Israel knows patterns of people. They don't look necessarily at the skin color of people because your enemy can be in any form.
Yeah.
But they look at the behaviors. They look at what they carry in. And they were talking about how these guys would have been taken out immediately by Israeli police. So I think maybe now, and this is a sad fact, but we have to, you know, train our law enforcement officers to now look at what these homegrown terrorists are going to do, you know, what their patterns are.
It's so tough. I mean, we always compare our air security to Israel, but you're comparing New Jersey to, you know, the United States is huge compared to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we should certainly be able to tell signs and have security who are walking through a crowd look for those signs. But it's just the scale is so much grander here. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But it's there's this interesting reality. You know, when we all grew up and you watch television, the good guy wore white and the black guy wore the black hat and the troops for the United States wore one uniform and the enemies wore another uniform. Now it's just like this hodgepodge of different people that don't have any particular look or uniform or anything, just walking through crowds.
Mm.
And it's just, it's the weirdest reality for me to kind of just think about how good and evil used to be kind of so clear.
Yeah, not so. Not so. And that's the point of what I was saying. Thank you for understanding my point, Richie. Richie McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with the items of interest. Coming up, the government buying a lot of ammo.
The scariest story of the year.
Ding,
by the
ding,
way.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh. Wake up America time. It's time for you, as a matter of fact. Let's take a 60-second break here and talk about how healthy you are or how healthy you'd like to be. How are you feeling? Do your bones ache, joints sore? Are you taking, because your doctor said, take an omega-3 fish oil. So you're taking one, and after you take it, the aftertaste and the burping, it is gross. Well, I have a fix to that. The fish oil that's in Vitality Fish Oil is a natural triglyceride, and it's just like eating a piece of salmon. It's easy to digest. You never have, if you have salmon, especially the fresh salmon, the stuff that comes from the cold Arctic North, the real salmon, not farm salmon, you will find it's very easy to digest, absorbs extraordinarily well. So here's what you get with the fish oil capsules that you buy in the big box stores. A lot of alcohol. You got a lot of filler and things that are not good for you. Yeah, you have the omega-3, but how much do you get? With Vitality Fish Oil, you get nothing, nothing but fish oil. That's it. And it's, by the way, equivalent to 5 standard supermarket fish oil pills. 1 Vitality Fish Oil equals 5 of the standard box store fish pills. No burps either with Vitality Fish Oil. No aftertaste either, guaranteed with Vitality Fish Oil. So the folks at Solana Health have decided they want to convince you that Vitality Fish Oil is the best. All of you ought to be taking fish oil supplements. Good for your heart, your circulation, good for your joints, your bones, good for everything. So get rid of the fishy aftertaste by trying a free sample of Vitality Fish Oil. You'll call 888-809-6424. You can visit cardiol.net/Doug. You're not going to be required to give them a credit card number. Nothing, nothing, nothing. It's all about you and helping you. Vitality Fish Oil, free sample. You'll love the effect it has on your body. You'll love the fact you don't have any burps. 888-809-6424 for your free sample, or go online to cardiol.net/Doug and look around for the free Vitality Fish Oil sample. It'll come to you.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
All right, so let's go back to our focus on the Boston bombing and the latest from the conspiratorial corner, Jen.
Well, yeah, from the conspiracy theorists, which is always interesting to look at that side, because I'm sure somewhere between them and what the mainstream media reports is probably the somewhere the truth. Yes.
Yeah, right.
But the news reports, Natural News reports, that five private military contractors were operating on the scene at the Boston Marathon. They all had black backpacks, which looked similar to the ones that Tamerlan and Joe Carr were carrying. And they also had radiation detectors and tactical gear. Yeah, which is kind of interesting. So were they tipped off? Is that why these people were there? Were they preventative? Or were they in on it? Did they know what was going to happen? Hmm. That's what is being, online, that's what's going through all the forums, what they were doing there. Check out the pictures. We can put them up on our Facebook page. It's kind of interesting to see their reaction after the bomb goes off and what they were doing, what their actions were prior to the bomb. It's strange.
That's like saying if you see a cop there with a gun, did he know something?
I agree with you. I don't necessarily know that I'm in on a conspiracy on this one, but it is interesting that those people would be there with radiation detectors and that they'd be hired for that event.
The tinfoil heads are definitely
in
there.
Kenny, any conspiratorialists have been in at facebook.com/goodday or on Twitter at goodday?
Nothing that nobody has said anything to us yet.
Mm-hmm. But now they've heard Jennifer with the suggestion, perhaps they will.
Jesse Ventura is on line one.
Jesse Ventura.
He wants his story back.
Bring him on, brother. Bring him on. All right, 21 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Longevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Makes me think of both of my grandmother's funerals.
Think it'll blow you away on this?
Right.
He's a guy.
Yeah. Chris Thomas facing off against Mary Miranda with What a Wonderful World from Team Shakira. Last night's Voice, as it is a knockout round, the two from one of the teams perform, and then the leader has to get them, figure out which one gets to survive, which one goes away. This is Chris Thomas. We'll play a little more of this one. Soon. Myself. What a wonderful world.
What a wonderful
world. Usher stood up and took note of that note.
Uh-huh. That's actually quite good. So the opponent from the same team is Mary Miranda, who sings Every Breath You Take, another great song. This way. It'll take long to turn me off on this. Oh my God. Roberta here, she'd be complaining about the yodeling. Doesn't look like there's a lot of decision making here. Shakira does what you would expect her to do. She chooses Chris to advance, and Miranda, Mary Miranda, goes home.
She's so cute, that little girl, though.
Yeah, that's nice. Next, you can try again next year. Team Adams, Judith Hill goes up against Orlando Dixon. Judith sings Always on My Mind. Just sing it the way. I don't know.
Because it gets boring. That's cruise karaoke if you sing it just the way you know it.
Yeah. Anyway, this doesn't do anything for me. This is Judith Hill. The other member of Team Adam is Orlando Dixon. Here he is, All My Life is the song. Neither one of these are very good. I can. From my perspective as a listener right here, right now, I don't like either one of them. But Orlando, you know, Adam praises Orlando, and he goes with Judith. So let's go back to another one of Team Shakira's members, Richie. Karina Iglesias singing against Monique Abadi. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yes.
Abadi. Anyway, Karina singing, Are you going to go my way?
Jet.
I
That's Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah. All right. And Monique on the same team singing Power of Love.
Huey. The other one.
Shakira goes with the potential of Karina. So this lady, Monique, is Gonzo. Team Adam back again. Warren Stone singing, I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. Up against Sarah Simmons.
A lot of power ballads on this show.
Yeah. Mister.
Cutting crew,
thank you.
All right, so here's Sarah Simmons from Adam's team with Wild Horses. Yeah. So Adam decides to go with Sarah. So that's a wrap on last night's Voice on NBC. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, not on NBC. Well, could we do it backwards? How about CBN? We can start on the network bridge.
Canadian Broadcasting.
Yeah, exactly.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Get 15% off when you book 7 days in advance now through May 16th and stay by May 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit America's Best Value.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm giving you a personal invitation to join me Tuesday, April 30th. This is 7 p.m. It's a free lecture at the Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Now, this lecture is going to cover the top 8 diseases that afflict Americans. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease and how you can prevent it. and how to reverse dementias, let me tell you, this is going to be great. I'm going to show you how to reverse arthritis, how to reverse heart disease. I'm going to show you how to reverse high blood pressure. I want to show you how to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between your vertebrae. You don't need doctors for the most part except for emergency. Emergency, you got to go to the doctor. Otherwise, come see me. Free. This is Tuesday night, April 30th, 7 p.m., Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Tell them Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, sent you.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's 33 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program. Match.com in the focus. You'll be surprised at who's joining.
Yes. See you there.
Really? All right, so we have also Star Trek fans are going to be interested to know what's going to happen for you to meet the stars of the new Star Trek movie, which is out, I think, in a couple of weeks, isn't it? There's some interesting news on that. First, however, with Kenny, and let me introduce you to all the members of my merry band here, my merry gang. Is it a merry gang? What was it? It was a merry band.
I don't know, but when I called us a good day gang, you yelled at me.
I know I did.
Yeah,
I don't know why. We're not a gang.
Because I didn't want us to sound like we were aggressive.
Well, I'm pretty sure people look at us, we don't look like street thugs.
Yeah, no.
Well,
you're a jet, you're
except for Ken.
I will tell you something that is, it's sort of, I don't know, it sounds a little self-serving, but I'll tell you the story anyway.
We are the prettiest bunch of radio people you'll ever see. Is that what you're going
to
say?
I've started to do some modeling. And the first thing that I have done was, well, I don't know why you find that so funny.
Farmware.
I'm actually not that bad looking, thanks very much.
I didn't say that you were. It's just cute when you go, I've started doing some
modeling. Well, but the outcome
gave you the desire to start modeling.
The pay is very good. $700 an hour.
What did you model?
Farm gear, as a matter of fact.
Farm gear.
That was the first shot, the first thing that I did. I was hired to do some farmware, and so they came to the farm, and I am astounded at how this stuff came out. It just is amazing. Not only did it capture an interesting essence of me, if I do say so myself. No, I'm being serious.
Okay.
I mean, it really captured the farm. And this guy was really good.
Hmm.
And he brought out a lot of the good in ways that are not already. You know, a lot of times, I've done some of this stuff before. Like 20, 30 years ago, I did some of it. And it was kind of fun, but it took up too much time, and I didn't have the same feeling for it that I sort of now do, an interest in doing it because I want to do different things. And so that's one of them. And so he was kidding me about what a natural ham I am. And he didn't know that I was a radio guy because he was the photographer. He didn't know what my background
was. Here's the dilemma in taking a picture of you, and I'm wondering if this guy had the same problem I always do.
My mouth is always open.
Yeah, you're always talking.
No, I had, well, I stopped that. In this circumstance, actually, Meredith had said that of me, too. And
8 out of 10 pictures taken of Doug are with him
with his mouth open
because he's always saying something. He can't shut up long enough.
Well,
picture
always trying to entertain and inform.
Exactly, yes, you're always entertaining.
Right.
See, and I thought it was a defense mechanism because I always felt like you weren't comfortable with the camera, so that's why you would talk when you were getting a picture taken.
No, I think what I'm not comfortable with, honestly, is an outshoot of that, is dead air. I have had that in conversations, and I won't get too intimate, but in having conversations, whenever you have relationships, it's a good thing to have back and forth. And I have found when trying to solve certain problems that arise, I don't know if problems, but you have things that you got to see both sides of the issue when you're in a relationship, and you need to work at it. And often I spend most of the time talking about it to try to convince, in this case probably Meredith, that you need to listen more to my side of the story. But I want her to talk more. I really, really, really want her to talk more about what her feelings are, what's going on with her. And so what happens is I'll finish what I'm talking about, and then there'll be silence.
Oh, I can't stand it.
And instead of her, and so we have maybe 4 or 5 times along the way had awkward moments when I would just stop and wait for her, and she would wait. She says, "Well, you want me to talk now?" And I would say, "Yeah, of course I want you to talk. I really want you because I'm an expressive, and I know that I am. I am happy to talk about things that are emotional or personal or important, and most other people, whether they be men or women, are not. And so in this case, I really want to encourage that. And I say that more as a suggestion to people who are having relationship issues. If you don't talk about them and give the other person, if you do all the talking, nothing's going to get resolved.
I have to tell you, I mentioned this to you guys, I think, off the air. I went on a date a few weeks ago, and I realized the same thing, Doug. Dead air, when you're in radio, dead air is the absolute worst thing that can happen, especially on a first date. Because, at least in the relationship, you can get comfortable silences.
Right.
But here's a tip. If you want to date someone in the radio or the communication business, your answers need to be more than yes and no. Gotta keep those answers coming because it's because we freak out when we don't hear anything.
But the other side is
we also get bored because we are able to have a ongoing conversation for hours just about anything.
Well, but the other side of it is that there are not a lot of people who are interested really in listening to what the other person has to say. It's usually about them.
Right.
That's true.
And not
that's
about
true.
The other side. So you really want the other side.
That was my early dating technique, was to just ask questions and make the other person do all the talking.
Yeah.
It was great because then I didn't have to do it. You know,
and
I was
seemed interested at the same
time.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Right. It's so great. Just, oh, really? How did you get into that?
Yeah.
And then you just sit there and listen, and it takes all of the pressure off of you. All you need is about 15, 20 questions for your first date.
Yeah.
Everything else is done.
Let's see,
their
page
problem.
Two. Let me look at my script here on my palm of my hand.
It's awesome because I did not want to go out and have to be the one to make up everything to talk about.
Yeah.
So here's my 10 questions.
We should create an app for that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be a great idea?
Don't give it away.
Don't give it away. All right, let's move on. The item
called Doug Seven's Good Date App.
The Good Date App.
Very good.
And it won't be me doing all the talking. The government of the United States of America finds itself in an awkward position. Not for what it's doing, but for the fact that somebody's figured out what's going on. Jennifer started this in terms of national conversation last week on this program, and now a group of hosts on the air and people basically who discuss issues are talking about why the government, they're asking the question, why is the government of the United States buying up so much ammunition? Here is a spin on the story in case you didn't hear us last week. Instead of us regurgitating what we said, let's listen to Bob Durgan on his program talk about these agencies that are stockpiling these huge, huge quantities of ammunition.
Republicans in the U.S. Senate and House are expected to introduce a joint bill that would limit the amount of ammunition that federal agencies are allowed to buy and stockpile over the next 6 months or so. The bill is called the Ammunition Management for More Accountability, or AMMO Act. and it's being proposed after several lawmakers voiced concerns about some federal agencies, like the Department of Homeland Security, stockpiling large quantities of ammunition. DHS, for example, has placed 2 years' worth of ammunition, or nearly 247 million rounds, in its inventory, and there have been more concerns over reports that DHS plans to purchase another 750 million rounds of ammunition over the next 5 years, despite having a 2-year stockpile already saved up. Now, a lot of citizens on this show and across the country have expressed lots of concern about this. You know, Obama's gun control philosophy and the dissatisfaction with Obama and his administration, the ever-increasing government regulations, the DHS, the Napolitano's memo to all police departments about 3 or maybe 4 years ago, listing and profiling conservative political and social behavior as possibly being potential terrorists. Remember that? And so that and some other issues has created a run among the civilian population on ammunition and guns over the last at least two years, as you know. All about this, see? And then it came to light that the DHS and some other federal agencies were purchasing just enormous amounts of ammunition. And they responded by saying, well, you know, we've always bought in bulk because it's cheaper that way. And a lot of people don't believe that. And apparently some Republicans don't either, although they haven't said that yet. In a statement, one of the bill's co-sponsors, U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe, a Republican out of Oklahoma, said federal agencies must provide more transparency and accountability in regards to stockpiles of ammunition. He said President Obama has been adamant about curbing law-abiding Americans' access and opportunities to exercise their Second Amendment rights. One way the Obama administration is able to do this is by limiting what's available in the market, with federal agencies purchasing unnecessary stockpiles of ammunition.
So do we have a conspiracy here? What say you, Jennifer? I guess this is page two or part two of what you talked about last week. I hadn't thought about the angle that he just suggested. Mm-hmm. That is that they're buying the ammunition to keep the public from buying the ammunition.
Right. They're buying it up to create demand. And that is true. If you try to go buy ammunition right now at Walmart, you have to get in line. And a lot of times, they won't even have any. They'll say, come back next week. I mean, there are lines around the block at Big Five. At all the places where you can buy ammo, it's in hard demand. So
yes,
that could be one. The other are we closer to a tyranny? That's what the hardcore conspiracy theorists think. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but here's the deal. If the government wants to have that much ammunition, they shouldn't be touching how much ammunition I can have. That's just it. You know, if you want to have it, so do I.
Make your own.
All right. My own, thank you.
Mr. Government.
Yes. Mr. Government makes his own. Well, it'll be a nice cottage industry. What do you think, Richie?
I'm going to get into the bullet-making business.
Really? Tell me about it.
They're
like breaking it in
right
now.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
What about you, Kenny? What do you think, and what do we post on Facebook and Twitter?
Well, I think this goes on often with the government, that they do this. And I saw where Homeland Security said they routinely buy ammunition in bulk as well as computers in bulk because they get better deals. And most of this is used for training. And that's why they buy so much of it in bulk, training at the FBI Academy.
There's no way they could use all of that in training, though. No way that they could use all that ammunition in training. I don't know if I buy it.
I'm not buying a bit of that.
Well, the other thing is that the NRA also says that all this conspiracy talk is foolishness and has distanced itself from it.
Right.
So the NRA isn't even bothered by this.
Right.
Well, of course they are.
There's really nothing here.
They got plenty of ammo. What are they?
They're making money with ammo. Are you kidding? I shut up too. But they're saying that they're just blowing it up. And if that's the case, if they are just blowing up the excess that they have, then I want my money back. I mean, that's just it's a waste. At the very least, it's a waste.
Buying it up and blowing it up. There you go. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, huh? It's 15 before the hour. Match.com makes news because of who's signing up. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Dog owners, ever wonder what kind of breeds make up your mutt or whether your purebred is actually pure? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Until recently, finding the answers was unreliable guesswork based on visual cues, but it's information that's important to properly care for our pets. Now dog owners can get valuable DNA-based insights with Wisdom Panel 2.0, a new do-it-yourself DNA test to help explain a dog's unique appearance, behaviors, and training needs. Once the breed mix is identified, owners can create a customized training exercise or nutrition program. Dr. Angela Hughes, Veterinary Genetics Research Manager at Mars Veterinary.
Wisdom Panel 2.0 allows owners to learn so much more about their family pets. With just a simple cheek swab, dog owners can identify the separate breeds in a mixed breed dog, inform the ancestry of a designer dog, or certify a suspected purebred dog.
For more on canine DNA testing, visit wisdompanel.com.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Heard about the meat market. It can be spelled either M-E-E-T or M-E-A-T. Here's Jennifer with the latest from Match.com.
Well, Match.com is getting a brand new member, Ducky. Isn't this exciting? Mm. Martha Stewart revealed that she is going to look for a new relationship partner on Match.com. She said, quote, "I'd like to have breakfast with somebody. I'd like to go to bed with somebody. Sleep with somebody." Now, usually, she doesn't say those kind of things. It's very un-Martha-ish, but apparently she cooed a little. She even stunned Matt Lauer on the Today Show, and then she signed up right there on the website, right on the air.
Really?
Cool, huh?
Yeah.
She got coached by the chief executive for Match.com in creating her profile, so meet her.
That's the thing, okay? I was all like, oh, isn't that kind of cool that she just came out and they wanted to talk about, you know, 71-year-olds dating, because I think that's a big topic of conversation.
Yeah, where do you meet people? Sure.
But then once you realize that the vice president of marketing of Match.com was the one who helped her sign up, I'm like, oh.
Giving her a little cash, maybe?
It's all a paid-for segment there.
Really?
How you can we make a six-minute-long commercial?
Really?
Martha, would you be interested in dating on Match.com?
Sure. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Pay me $16,000. I'll do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I hadn't thought about that at all, Richie.
Yeah.
It's 51 after on Good Day.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. And if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm going to want to sing around this Saturday.
You're going to sing this?
I'm going to be seeing.
Oh, he'll be at Jazz Fest
be
on
jazz
Saturday.
Fest Saturday night.
I'd like to go see it myself, actually.
Fly on down.
Yeah, right.
New Orleans is waiting for you.
New Orleans. Imagine the flights are real cheap this time of year getting back and forth. Last minute flying down there, that'd be pretty accommodating.
Yeah.
This is Willie Nelson. He's 80 years old today. On the road again from the movie Honeysuckle Rose. I didn't realize this even came from a movie, frankly. Didn't know anything about the movie, but sure like the song. Crank it up, Richie!
Wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.
I can't wait to get on the road again. Well, if this wasn't movie moments, I'd want to have the whole thing on, but we got to get to Chuck Curry and his movie news, which comes up after. You know, we've had really spotty luck with the movies that Ken Kessler has been choosing lately, and I'm not pointing a finger at Kenny.
It's some always funny. The easier they are, right, the harder right, they are right. for people
yesterday,
to
yesterday, he yesterday. Gave you the name of the movie
so
in
easy.
The last clue.
Right, and then nobody got it right. All right, let's see if we have better luck today. This was the number one movie during this week in 2001. So listen carefully as we bring you three clues, and then you'll dial this at 888-302-3684 for the swell prize. If you haven't won before on Movie Moments, here's a great chance for you to do that.
No, before this is over, I'm going to need a whole lot of serious therapy.
Got it.
All right. Pretty easy, Chucky. You got it? That's Eddie Murphy,
I'm
right?
pretty sure I got it.
All right. Let's do the next. This is an animated movie. Go ahead. Next one.
That was really scary. And if you don't mind me saying, if that don't work, your breath certainly will get the job done, because you definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks.
Okay. Clue number two.
But there were three of them. Do we have to pick the one?
It's still easy.
It's 2001, so you can put it together that way. 888-302. Doug, next and last clue.
Look, you love this woman, don't you?
Yes.
You want to hold her?
Yes.
Please her?
Yes.
Then you got to try a little tenderness.
All right.
The chicks love that romantic crap.
Yeah, they love it. Okay. So, who's
that?
We're already
so great.
Who's on this one? 888-302-3684. The opportunity is now. You got a couple of minutes to figure it out. Chuck has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Souffles are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Chuck, did you see that the cast of Star Trek, was it this weekend it comes out? When is it, this weekend or next weekend?
No, it comes out in 2 weeks, I believe.
All right, 2 weeks. So they're going to allow people to meet the director and the stars if you're willing to pay. Paramount teaming up with Charity Buzz to auction off a chance to meet J.J. Abrams and the cast at the premiere. The money will go to The Mission Continues, which is a post 9/11 veterans transition group. So it's, I guess people can bid up to
if you're willing to do it, you want to do it. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, not a bad deal. All right, so that's the latest on Star Trek. What else is going on?
Okay, yeah, actor Jamie Foxx reportedly in talks to play the character of Daddy Warbucks in the feature film remake of the musical Annie. Will Smith and Jay-Z will produce. The little girl who got an Oscar nomination for Beast of the Southern Wild will star as Annie. As for Jamie Foxx, he's currently filming The Amazing Spider-Man 2. He plays the villain Electro in that movie. Other some of the bigger movies in May that The Star Trek will be the great Gatsby is tracking at a $33 million opening at his theaters on May 10th. That's been highly promoted as far as Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
You have Iron Man 3, which opens this Friday. Hangover 3 on Memorial Day weekend. And After Earth, a sci-fi film with Will Smith.
Yeah, that's that Gifla Flingus or whatever his name is.
Garamagophilus.
Oh, my God.
Snuggle off.
Here's John in Las Cruces, New Mexico. What's the name of the movie, John?
It's Shrek.
It is Shrek. You are correct.
Yay.
The first one. So you get the first prize. Thank you very much. Hold on just a second. It's 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.